Mayor DePlisi coming to you from PCA 2024 here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Cigar Coop Coalition's continued amazing coverage of this wonderful trade show. And I'm here with none other the man, the myth, the tall legend, the spaceman himself. Yes, it's Omar DeFries of Fratello Cigars. Omar, how are you, my friend?
Bear, it is always an incredible pleasure to spend some time with you, spend some time with the Cigar Coop family. You guys are always amazing. You guys always take care of us in terms of our coverage and making sure that you guys are getting all the latest information. So I appreciate you coming around, brother.
Absolutely. Omar, you know, for years, you know, you've talked about your background with NASA. It's been so much a part of your story. And what a cool chapter has been added onto that. Fratello made it to the moon. Tell us about this.
Listen, man, we may not have, you know, some incredible celebrities up in this booth, but let me tell you this. We landed in the moon.
Yes, sir.
So something pretty special, very unique. This collaboration obviously comes from my background. I mean, I didn't have to pay $1.5 million to have my logo up in the moon. But what did do is we had the possibility of creating something very unique for a good friend of mine, somebody who has an enormous amount of potential to continue to do some great things in space and aerospace engineering. And so when I presented this product there, I mean, it was an easy thing to say, hey, I just did this because, you know, we know each other for a long time. All of a sudden, he says, Omar, do you mind if I put your logo on the actual capsule that's going to the moon? It's like, yes.
Of course.
That would absolutely be yes. Please, thank you very much.
Yes, yes, and more yes. Fantastic.
Very cool stuff.
It's, you know, Omar, I mean, for years you've worked in the space program, and for years you've worked at building this incredible brand.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really great to see worlds collide in a lot of ways and to see your name, your brand's name, actually physically land on the moon. I mean, it had, even for you who saw the miracle of space travel and space exploration, it still had to feel amazing.
It feels great, man. And you know what? The best part is we're not done. We're looking now for what's the next venture with Intuitive Machines, right? I mean, these guys earned the next three lunar lander contracts. So we got two extra additional contracts that we can work different things, potentially attack a new venue for us to basically get different things up there, and we don't know what that looks like yet, but there's always a good potential of something.
How about a cigar smoking brand owner and manufacturer? How about that on the moon? Smoking cigars, smoking Fratello on the moon.
You heard it here today, people. You heard it here today.
I would love that.
We may have Omar DeFries landing the moon a little bit too. Who knows, Brer?
Who knows?
It could be a potential.
The future is of all possibilities. So excited. A lot of new things happening at Fratello. And
yeah, man.
You know, one of the things, Omar, I'm really interested, and I got to be honest and transparent with you. You are one of the most authentic people I know.
Thank you.
I have to be authentic. So one of the things that we've talked about for years is your brand consistency, the identical brand that's been made to you and everything. So now you have a couple of new releases here that are, you know, are a little bit of
a little bit off
the pace. So tell us a little bit about Pocahontas and Concealed Carry.
I would love to show you guys something. I'm not sure if we can move it around, but let me tell you, this is the cigar that ever since we've launched it, you do a little attention right there. Ever since we launched the Pocahontas, a great amount of attention has been placed into the brand. A couple of things has happened.
Okay.
What we basically did is we are all about telling the story of something different and something unique. But we're about to tell the story of a specific state. We started our state series or state exclusives with the Texan. You remember when I launched the Texan?
Absolutely.
It's been on fire for us. It's been amazing. But after that, we started launching specific states with a story. So what we ended up doing was we ended up producing a cigar to tell the story of Virginia and Colonial Virginia, Colonial Williamsburg. What is the story behind John Rolfe and the fact that he was one of the first, you know, innovators when it comes to plantations of tobacco in Virginia?
Yes, he was a tobacco farmer.
Yeah, so he was a tobacco farmer and he served as a currency. So I want to tell that story. I'm not talking about producing hundreds of thousands of cigars. We're producing 200 boxes, but it's 200 boxes to bring awareness to tobacco, especially in a state that I reside, that I live in, that my children live in. I want to tell that story to the consumer, and that's exactly what we're doing with Pocahontas.
It is a unique, and you know, Pocahontas is certainly one of the most infamous people from your home state. Was there something specific about her story that you wanted to focus on when you created a brand around her name?
I wanted people to connect. If you tell John Rolfe, people will be more than likely to say the people that are historians or the people that know about history will obviously know who this gentleman is. But when you talk about Pocahontas, it brings awareness to it. It's like kind of like the way you put jerseys, like pink jerseys on football players when they're going out. You're bringing awareness, not because these people potentially have, you know, breast cancer, but they're doing it because they have a mother that has breast cancer, has had a mother, or want to bring awareness to breast cancer research. And so for us, it's about bringing awareness to the tobacco industry, but it is much easier to do and connect it to if we have the ability to connect it with Pocahontas, that is obviously a more popular figure, you know, as a whole.
Wonderful. And then you've got a new series coming out as well, The Concealed Carry. Now, we've seen something like this in other parts of the industry, but this is your take on it. And so yeah. I'm interested to hear the story about Concealed Carry and what you're planning to do with that now and yes. in the future.
So it's a theme-based educational cigar. That's the whole idea behind Concealed Carry. What we want to do with that Concealed Carry is to tell the story of human nature. And what I mean by human nature is, how do humans adapt to either new regulations, to problems, to wars, to laws, and how the human nature adapts to these kinds of things. And I want to tell the story through tobacco, because obviously within the time that it was like when the 18th Amendment began and obviously the United States became a dry country, for us, it was more important about telling the story across the board. So we're telling the story per cigar. We're having two launches every couple of months, only selecting 75 retailers that we know for sure can convey this message, because this isn't something for us about producing hundreds of thousands of cigars and seeing how people connect. It's about telling the story one store at a time, not having an incredible overarching experience, but something that people can just say, hey, you know what? I can join this particular conversation mm-hmm. and have this conversation not only online, but at the store as well, over a fine cigar.
I'm curious, we've been here for the trade show for a couple of days now, and these are really special and unique stories that you're trying to create and build. And that's, you know, I think obviously you find important and can be very important. You know, has there been anyone that says, well, Omar, this doesn't look like Fratello. This doesn't feel like Fratello. What are you telling these people?
So for us, Concealed Carry Cigars is an entirely different company. We're not even attacking Concealed Carry Cigars as part of Fratello. Obviously, it's Fratello as an overarching company that brings the cigars into market. But for me, Bear, it's mostly about separating a little bit of the two. So I'm glad you brought that up, because you're right. It is a departure from what everything else Fratello does, but it's never meant to be part of Fratello.
Diversifying.
Exactly. Okay. It's meant to be right. In its own world, Concealed Carry Cigars, where it's a theme-based educational cigars that every single year we choose a different theme. This year we happen to show the theme of, based on the fact that we had the United States went dry back, you know, with the 18th Amendment. We want to tell that story, but next year it's going to be an entirely different theme and entirely different educational process.
Awesome. Well, something that is on theme and is on brand, a very popular brand that did really well for us, the Arlequin,
man,
which gets
crazy.
Another.
You love the Arlequin.
I do love the Arlequin. And now I'm really excited about. You're adding another chapter to this brand, the Arlequin Connecticut. Tell us a little bit about the cigar.
Man, I'm excited about the Arlequin Connecticut. I'm going to tell you guys the story of how we came up with basically the adaptation of this blend. When I started blending Arlequin, we were looking into 7 to 10 different blends to basically what is it going to look like across the board, and how do we adapt this into something that can be as unique and as fun and as exciting as part of our Italian collection. So what we ended up doing is we blended 10 different blends, 10 different cigars, and in one of those, I knew that I wanted just to change the wrapper, but I didn't want them to tell me which one it was. So once we blended all the cigars and we had all of the things, I basically did a full-blown analysis on each of the blends. And surprisingly enough, and not surprisingly enough, the Arlequin ended up being the one with the only change that we did was the wrapper to be the one that was selected as the final production item, was the Arlequin Connecticut.
Oh, beautiful.
So
beautiful.
Same binder, same filler. The only difference is the wrapper.
You know, you've done consistencies like that, and you've had fun with those too, with the Inverso and the Nevetta. all throughout the brand building process. So it's really exciting to see that that's continuing. I'm really excited, you know, to see the Arlequin Connecticut, to smoke that and enjoy it. I know you've put together some amazing blends. You know how much I'm a fan of yours.
Yeah, man.
And this is going to be another wonderful addition to the Fratello portfolio.
Thank you.
Great things to diversify the Fratello name and the name of Omar De Frias and all you're bringing to the cigar industry. Thank you so much for your time, Omar. It's been a pleasure as always, brother.
My brother. I appreciate you. Appreciate you guys at Cigar Coop. Keep following us.
Omar De Frias, Fratello Cigars, everybody. We'll see you soon.